Vectus Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
We've got an amazing team of people here at Vectus Radio, and we have fantastic support for our 4Ps radio training course, which started in a shed and with three young girls from Christ the King College, going back to about 2013, 2014. And the idea came from a young man called Judd from St. George's School. And since then, it's just grown. And we've managed to help somewhere in the region of around 300 people with, you know, some with learning difficulties, but most with, you know, lack of confidence and so on. And with the main ingredients of radio, we can boost confidence and communication. The kids that have been on it over the years have been absolutely incredible. And there are some super incredible people that have been on it and some super incredible stories. It's a real privilege to be able to do, but you can't put a price on the fact that someone comes to you for the first time and they can't even look you in the eye, and within a number of weeks they're creating their own podcasts and doing live radio like they've been doing it for years. It's incredible. I really love what we've achieved, and to be recognised with a gold at the Community Radio Awards the weekend just gone by in Coventry, I was absolutely made up, and it was a very, very emotional evening for many more reasons I won't go into now, but just to be able to pick up that gold on behalf of those young people that have been on the course and the rest of the team that help out. There's people like Kelvin Curry and Kitty and Ron and a few others, Maggie Curry as well, and the trustees behind the, you know, the 4P's Vectus Radio Training School, who go out and try and get funding for it. Let's hope that we can get some more funding and continue. Talking of funding, we have massive support from the Isle of Wight Council. Thank you, Danielle Wharton, for believing in us, and also the Isle of Wight Foundation for trusting us with funds last year. Fingers crossed, there's more funds on the way. But hey, without further ado, this was our entry. The kids on this and others too have been amazing.
Build your skills and grow in confidence with Vectus Radio's 4P's Radio Training School in conjunction with the Isle of Wight Council.
Hello, Celeb fans. Today's celebrity I'm talking about is Adam Beals, born on the 11th of October 1999. Growing up, he really enjoyed filming videos. At the age of 12, he started his YouTube channel, Adam B. Since 2018, Adam's young brother started his channel called Callum B. His whole family even made a family channel called Family 4. 2020 was crazy for Adam. On May the 23rd, he surprised his family to their dream house. Then on the 23rd of June, he gave gifts to the community from an ice cream van. On September the 1st, he was announced as Blue Peter presenter number 40. That's all for this week. Catch you all next week for more celeb craziness.
Hi gamers, Kim here for Game Review. The game this week is Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order. The game takes place in between Star Wars Revenge of the Sith and Star Wars Rebels. In the story, you play as a Jedi hero named Cal, who is hiding away from the Empire. But all of a sudden, the Empire invade the scrapyard, where Cal and a friend of his must try and get away from the Empire. I really enjoyed the Star Wars game. It had a perfect lightsaber build, and the very best Star Wars game since Star Wars The Force Unleashed from ages ago. I give this game a 10 out of 10. This game is on Xbox One, PS4, and PC. That's all from me this week. Stay tuned for next time as I review Call of Duty Black Ops 3.
Hi, it's Isabel. I'm going to talk about the film Alice in Wonderland from 1999. Alice in Wonderland is about a girl called Alice who runs away from home and finds her way into Wonderland. In Wonderland, Alice meets a Mad Hatter, a March Hare and a Dormouse. Quotes from Alice in Wonderland are, "I don't want to meet mad people, but you can't help it. Everyone here is mad."
What? She's stark, raving mad.
Hi guys, it's Charlie here.
I really enjoy going to the radio because it gives me confidence and speaking on the air is exciting and fun. I remember when I first went in, I was nervous, but now I'm confident in myself. The best Vectis Radio moments, Ian and I having a laugh whilst on air. And when I banged my hand under the mic desk, all the listeners heard a bosh and would have wondered what it was. We had a giggle over this.
Today, I'm going to tell you about World Ocean Day. World Ocean Day is an event that makes people aware about the ocean and teaches everyone about the impact of what we have done to the ocean. 8 million tons of plastics are dumped into the sea every year. Did you know 50% of our oxygen comes from the ocean? Right now, there are 5.25 trillion pieces of plastic in the ocean, 4,600 pieces every square. Experts say there will be more plastic than fish by 2050.
We're back again on a Wednesday. I'm Lucas.
I'm Alex.
And this is the Castle Lads Podcast.
Episode 8.
Going on to the Royal Python. Alex, would you like to give us some info on what kind of terrarium to keep in?
Okay, well, the Royal Python, also commonly known as the Ball Python, if you're American, is a non-venomous constrictor that must be kept in a wooden vivarium, recommended for keeping in heat, at around 860 millimetres in length.
Is the python your favourite kind of snake?
Well, the royal python is beaten only by the Mexican black king snake, which I must discuss in another podcast.
We will discuss that tomorrow. We are now on to A Quiet Place 2, with the cast having Cillian Murphy playing as Emmett in the movie, John Krasinski playing Leo Abbott, who is husband to Evelyn Abbott, who will be played by Emily Blunt. The movie, you know, starting off where it left off in the first movie, basic plotline of the first movie, spoilers if you live under a rock, big meteor hits with inhabitants of, like, weird aliens. They're basically super sensitive to noise. They basically exist on their original planet, so they'll get easily aggravated and they basically kill everything on sight. But this family, Leo Abbott and Evelina, have adapted to where they've had bubble wrap, everything that can cancel out noise, and at the end they find out how to kill them and how to distract them without getting themselves hurt in the process.
Long story short, they blow the monster's face off of a shotgun.
Basically, yeah, a quick distraction and an easy end, just like the podcast end that we're about to do now. I'm Lucas.
And I'm Alex.
And this is
the Castle Lads Podcast. Signing off.
The 4P's Vectis Radio Training School, supported by the Isle of Wight Foundation, focusing on combining the skills of Island Road staff together with financial assistance to help community schemes and projects here on the Isle of Wight.